Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a surprise guest coming up in 30 minutes. Then Michael Cesarian joins us for 2 hours after that. That should be interesting. If you don't know who he is, stay tuned. We're going to get into what the New World Order really believes, who they really are, from his perspective. Continuing with what's happening with the economy, Europe puts more on the line for banks than U.S., and then they lie and say that $2.3 trillion on Monday to protect the continent's banks, a figure that dwarfs the Bush administration's $700 billion. Well, again, Bloomberg and many other publications rightly reported it's $5 trillion or more. And then the White House even admitted, well, it's really more than that, but we wanted to just have a figure, you know, in there that, that wasn't too big but was still, you know, big enough to give folks an idea. What it is a blank check, unlimited. Like they said, oh, we're going to bail out these mortgages. And then, oh, by the way, we're just going to take stakes in private banks. Through the Treasury giving the private Federal Reserve control. The profit is privatized to the bankers, but we just put our money in and they take it. That's their idea of the government taking a stake in it. And then the private banks take that money and they go out and they, quote, privatize, that is, buy off your politicians, and have them hand over the water districts, the city roads, the infrastructure, the gold mines on government property that they would never let the citizens have. The IMF and World Bank, UN admits, they used all the phony environmentalism in the last 30 years in the U.S. The Rockefeller started conservation 100 years ago to just lay that off use, because before the public could go find gold or silver or diamonds or many other things in the ground and then stake a claim to U.S. government property. And it'd become their property. Not anymore. Not in Alaska. Not anywhere. You see, they've really restricted that. But it's all about monopoly. It's all about consolidation. Continuing, listen to this. This is scary. Icelandic shoppers splurge as currency woes reduce food imports. They're being told their currency overnight. See, smaller bites, the IMF and World Bank, OECD, International Bank of Settlements, that whole crime syndicate, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the receivership bodies. If it's in Argentina, it's a first world nation, or in Iceland, a first world nation, but a smaller bite, they'll bring that sucker down in a week. The U.S. has got to be done. These things must be done delicately. So the Wicked Witch of the West said, after a four-year spending spree, Icelanders are flooding the supermarkets one last time, stocking up on food as the collapse of the banking system threatens to cut the island off from imports. We have had crazy days for a week now, said Johannes Samari Olfundsson, manager of the Bonus Discount Grocery Store in, I'm not going to try to pronounce, Main Shopping Center. Sales have doubled, he said. Then it goes on to say the currency is also being devalued. You see? And you wait. I mean, just like gold is selling on average about, there's mainstream news articles we have links to up on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com right now, where gold's going for 200 plus bucks, in some cases even more. Silver's going for $3-4, $5, in many cases even higher than what even spot silver is. And that's why the mints in the U.S., Canada, England, Germany are saying they can't produce any more maple leaves or American Eagles or Krugerrands. They've stopped they're out of gold just to fill previous orders. They're done for months. They say maybe longer. They're done. In South Africa, gold is everywhere there. About a third of the world's gold comes out of those mines. And why? Because those are government, those mints. And if the spot price says it's 840, well, they can't buy it for 1,000. That's how the laws are written. So see, all reality has been lost. So the gold is physically running out, and it's harder and harder to get it. We'll come back, finish up with the economy. Stay with us.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Icelandic shoppers splurge as currency woes reduce food imports. Their banks are shutting down. They can't get their money out of the banks, and their money's being devalued in hyperinflation. It's the same system, same banks, same private families all over the world. The globalists already control more than 75% of true assets on the planet. They created a wall of, quote, liquidity that was really debt. The public was sold that debt was actually wealth. You know, they told you that on all the financial shows. They got everybody set up. Now they're pulling the rug out from under and then ordering the parliaments and Congress to hand over dictatorial governmental power to the private banking families in what is being called, on the Drudge Report and Wall Street Journal and every other major publication, a new world order. They're even letting you know, hey, you don't want to have the private banks take over? How about martial law? When they terrorize the public and say, you won't be able to get a housing loan. You won't be able to get your paycheck. You won't be able to get a car loan. But they're not turning on any of those frozen credit markets. They are mashing capital unto themselves and using the implosion of the real economy in Main Street to destroy private corporations and companies in the real economy, driving down their earnings, driving down their stock prices, so the private banks that control the fiat currency can come in and snatch them up and buy them up. So they're capitalizing right now, building up a giant war chest for a final buyout of imploding real economy companies. And it's only going to intensify in the next 3 years. Not just Main Street or your job or where you're going bankrupt, but companies going bankrupt. industries going bankrupt and being consolidated, and other real financial institutions, even a lot that are, quote, healthy, are having their credit frozen where they can't operate, and then the federal regulators come in and shut them down and force them to be handed over to larger globalist banks for having, you know, minor violations in the myriad of regulations. The regulations are written where if you have as much as a smudge of dirt on your face, you know, a crooked toenail, as they say, you're going to prison. It's over. But see, it's all selectively enforced. The big central banks can do whatever they want. They can openly have a team of Goldman Sachs people only handing hundreds of billions over to Goldman Sachs in front of everyone. That's fine and dandy. They can have all these big insurance companies like AIG criminally certify toxic debt as AAA gold, rated as gold. That's where the gold rating comes from, you know, as good as gold, U.S. government-backed, and sell it, and then sell it again and again and again and again, and use it as assets to leverage in banking, and then loan out 10 times the money on the back of that crap. While they took the money out and bought real assets, and then now leave us holding the bag, terrorizing the public, but it didn't work. But again, the public isn't in control. The public isn't running anything. They just need to keep the illusion going that the public was sold. If you watch the financial shows, they say over and over again, the American people are coming together. The American people are sticking together. Americans stand up and come together when stuff gets tough, and so is Europe. World leaders coming together. World financial leaders coming together to save this world economy. It's good to see folks come together. But in every poll in Europe and every poll here, 90-plus percent against it. People know it's a fraud. They know it's a scam. If they had any idea how bad it was, I can't imagine how mad they'd be. If 90-something percent are already against it, imagine if they had any idea really how serious it was. But it's all about that illusion that the people are going along, that illusion that it isn't a banking dictatorship. But a lot of financial publications, they admit, oh, yeah, the head of the Exchequer and the head of economic policy in England, he's a financial dictator. Oh, yeah, Paulson's a dictator. Oh, yeah, Bernanke's a dictator. Oh, they are setting up a world dictatorship over banking because, see, we can't have people offshore selling these derivatives. It's their fault when the globalists are all offshore. We've got to have a global government to globally regulate to stop this ever happening again. When they close the doors and premeditatedly close the loopholes for citizens to get their money out of the country in the last 2 years, as the globalists all moved out before that, as they change the laws where it's very hard to declare bankruptcy for an individual, but easier for these corporations. So it's a criminal select group of Fortune 500 that are owned and controlled by the private, less than 20 families that own the Federal Reserve and Bank of England. And I know you know this, but folks, we better get this information out to everybody we know, because the public has got to get this fast. They've got to understand this fast. They've got to understand how this scam works quickly. Again, when do banks, quote, make money? Well, they issue, through fractional reserve banking, imaginary loans. And that is only debt, so their currency is debt. What do they want? Farms, ranches, companies. What do they want? Controlled implosions, depressions, recessions. So that's when they consolidate. That's when they bring the nets of fish in. But in this case, they're going for broke because they're energizing their war chest to buy up the depleted, devalued, broke-back economy exactly as the IMF and World Bank documents state. They go in, they buy off a country, they have them sign deals to take over the resources if they default, they openly tell the country to default. Then they go in and, quote, privatize in a 100-plus part plan. Then the economy really starts breaking down. They double and triple commodity prices and travel costs and water costs. Then the economy starts sinking. They use the media they own to put out bad news to further depress it. Then they tell the government, okay, inflate your currency to pay us back. When the money's still worth something in the first part of that scheme, in the final phase, they buy up more real assets with it. Then they let everybody know the currency's been devalued overnight. The economy completely implodes, and whatever they didn't own to begin with, they come in with foreign currencies and buy up the rest of it. Mechanized precision. And they're doing it now in Iceland. Government moves again to unclog credit lines. Oh, we need more power, more money, more insurance companies, more banks, quote, bailed out. That is being given U.S. dollars. And remember, you know, they claim with these formulas that banks may pay some of this back, but they're going to pay it back in inflated dollars to begin with, and you're going to pay the taxes on those debts. Former Fed chief says U.S. now in recession. Oh, like I need Federal Reserve former chairman Paul Volcker to tell me we've been in a recession when we've been in one for 3 years. That's like telling me the sky's blue today. Oh, thank you, Paul Volcker, for telling me. Oh, it was like when they went into Perino, the White House spokesman a few months ago and said, is it true the dollar's devalued? Is it true it's dropping? Can the White House tell us if that's true? She said, I'll be fired if I tell you what I know. I can't tell you. And they said, well, jeepers, creepers, we don't know then. We're like three-year-olds. It goes on, feels like socialism, but I like it, says Donald Trump, CNBC. While the global plan to recapitalize banks will probably be bad for the business, driving prices higher at a time when he has the cash to buy it is necessary and smart, real estate developer Donald Trump said Tuesday. I mean, Donald Trump's a pimp, a nobody, a front man. This guy's nothing. We were headed for Great Depression number two, Trump told Squawk Box. As a free market capitalist, Trump admitted feeling uncomfortable with the artificial injection of cash into banks, but he said it was a much better idea than the original plan just to buy up distressed assets. It's almost socialistic. It's almost socialistic? This isn't socialistic. It's robbery. But I like it. Really like it, he said. You can go watch the video of it. This is absolutely amazing. And then we've got Brown, uses crisis to create a new financial world order. That's from Infowars.net. We have a link to the video clip of Brown saying it. That's up on Infowars.net. Gold advances in London as dollar declines. Platinum also rises. So you have gold rising in other markets around the world, but artificially kept at about 840 here in the United States. And again, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson on for this segment, the next, to explain this. Ted, in layman's terms, you've been in gold brokerage for 30 years. Explain to people how you can have gold going for a couple hundred dollars more than what it shows in the paper market, and why this manipulation is finally being exposed in mainstream media.
Well, it's like you go back to the GATA litigation. What has occurred is that most of the central banks, very smart by them, have accumulated the largest reserves of gold in the world. And the reason why they did it is because central banks don't trust each other for their currency. Each one knows that the next one can just print as much as they want, so that's worthless. So they have to have something that is real for collateral when they're trading amongst each other. And so they will accept gold as collateralization. Plus also now they have this big supply of gold, and so they become the biggest lenders of gold. They hold the key to the lease rate for gold, which is the amount of money that it costs in order to borrow gold to sell it in the futures market short. Well, they're selling it short right now, and that's what's pushing the prices down, and they're manipulating it that way. Every time we have a hit on our economy, they know they have to bring the gold prices down, because if they allow that to skyrocket, then what's going to happen then is people are going to run from cash, which is what the banks need in deposits.
But it's not working anymore. They're trying to suppress the gold price when in reality, it's at around 950 to 1,000, in some areas even more. And then now the mints can't buy gold because under government rules they're only allowed to buy it at what supposedly paper spot gold is. And so now this smokescreen, this hologram, is really being exposed.
Well, it is. And actually, that does not translate to supply. The physical supply for gold is so short right now. The last time I tried to get a price on U.S. Eagles, it was over $100 over an ounce. Used to be about $20 to $25 an ounce to buy U.S. Eagles. Now it's close to $100. I was looking at Coronas. They're at $70 over spot. That's the craziness that's going on in this marketplace. The physical supply of gold is so short in supply that things that normally trade for just a little bit over spot are trading for prices that, you know, by the time you buy it, you're paying $150 over spot. It's, you know, so there's no relativity between what's going on with the spot price of gold and what's actually happening in the physical supply of gold.
Well, what's happening is the velvet glove is tearing. It's coming unwound. We're seeing the iron fist as the velvet rips away And it's illustrating that even the mainstream media is reporting that it's totally manipulated, and they've got to do that. We'll talk more about it when we get back.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
The New World Order is depressing the world economy while having the private central banks that control most of the governments of the world transfer tens of trillions of dollars of fiat currency into their holdings to buy up the stock market and buy up other financial institutions. This is only part of the ongoing operation. The last phase was pumping up world markets, securitizing debts. Okay, Ted, you're a major gold and silver broker. You are fighting. Most brokers, most places are out of gold or have insane premiums. You don't, because you have connections all over the world. Tell folks what it's like right now.
Well,
It's really hard to try to buy, to try to find any product of any significance right now. I still am able to, I mean, when things dropped here down to that 830 range, I took on another position of francs and British sovereigns. Just knowing what was going on yesterday, the Federal Reserve System pledged to give as much money to the European central banks as they need. There is a carte blanche. That means, in translation, that they're taking the value of your savings that you put away and transferring it over to these European banks so they can bail out their problems. That's all it is. If the Federal Reserve System prints money and gives it to them, they spend that money into the system, brings down the value of your savings. They might as well have just came in and took a piece out of right directly out of your savings. It's a tax, and it's a tax without representation. And bottom line is, commodities will rise because of it. You just simply cannot trust the bankers. They're going to do whatever it takes to save their problems and their situation and their companies at the cost of you. Anybody?
But this false reality is breaking down. Gold's up $7.10 today to right at 840, but that isn't the reality number. Gold selling at 950 to 1,000, but you happen to have gold at the delusional number. Ted, explain how you're able to get it at the delusional number when almost no one else, including the mints, can.
Well, and when the federal government and all these different governments go in and they join together, the G7, to suppress prices, they're creating an opportunity for people like me who know where to get it and how to buy and get stuff at a price that's reasonable. Right now, I was able to drop my franc price. It wasn't much, $4, but still, when gold goes up, and we'll see gold closer to 900 again very soon, I'm sure of it, and that price is going to look really attractive. Now, obviously, when I sell out of that supply, I'm going to have to continue to try to buy, but I try to buy as hard as I can.
Well, all the mainline analysts are talking about $2,000 an ounce gold the next year, regardless if that happens or not. We know they're devaluing the currency. Gold and silver is the place to be, and Ted gets the stuff in. It's put in a bank vault there in town, and then it ships out, you know, the day after it comes in. He has it there in the local bank in Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, it ships out. It's where I get my gold and silver. Hardly anybody else even has it. And if they do, it's way above what Ted's got. We only got about a minute and a half, Ted. Tell them the coins you've got and the offer.
Well, right now we're carrying the British sovereigns at the price of 234. Those are 239 before. We also have the francs at 190. Those are 195 before. I have a very good supply of Franklin halves right now at $8.70.
That's a silver half dollar.
Yeah, it's a silver half dollar. And I can tell you right now, you can go shopping for silver. You're not going to get any quantity of silver at a price like that anywhere. And then, of course, you're right. The gold prices are going up today, and the stock market took an increase today and then took a big plunge. And here's what's going to happen. There's going to be more problems that are going to come up. The government's going to come up with more reasons to send your money overseas or even spend it right here on the corporation.
Look, the gold rush is happening. The yuppies are finally trying to get into gold, and that's why it's dried up, folks. Move on it now. Ted, tell them the coins.
Yeah, the coins are British sovereigns. They're the Franks, the 20 franc at 190, and the Franklin half at 870. And you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And if you have currency, if you have it in the bank, if you got it in a 401k, if you're sitting there with annuities, you can all see what's going on out
there. By the way, you were saying a couple months ago that, you know, annuities are not back, and finally the mainstream media is having to admit that annuities are not FDIC insured. I'm sorry if they told you that. They were lying to you. Folks, you're insane if you don't diversify into gold and silver. And this is a great deal Ted is offering, 800-686-2237. Because you secured this deal yesterday, as gold goes up, how long can you hold this, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it until the supply runs out, but I'm guessing we'll be able to last at least till midnight tonight or even in tomorrow, depending upon how many people are buying. But anybody that has half a brain on their shoulders, I tell you, they should be moving now. There's no question about it.
800-686-2237. You know, Ted, this is scary. I mean, to really see, we knew this was coming intellectually, but to see it unfolding, it just blows me away.
Well, you know, we've been uncovering this for 12-plus years here, you and me together, and I can tell you, I've been doing it a lot longer than that. And it's, you know, finally, we're seeing something come around. I hope people have the sense to look back to the Constitution and not buy into this thing like Donald Trump is. I mean, that's crazy.
800-686-2237. They'll be there till midnight, Central Standard Time, tonight, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Get out of the New World Order's paper currency. Thank you, Ted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
You know, I'm on 590 AM, one of our affiliates here in town, and I was driving along yesterday afternoon, and I heard a newscast about Austinites to be paid 800 and something bucks to put a mobile phone system in their car to test taxation instead of being taxed at the pump for the fuel itself. I guess they're going to have that too, to test taxing by the mile. And I knew they'd done this in England. I knew they'd done this other parts of the United States are studying doing it. I know Portland's considering doing it. And so I thought that we would track down exactly where that was coming from. And he's Dr. John J. Cool. Not kidding. He's Dr. Cool. And he has a PhD in computer science, University of Iowa, electrical engineering, Iowa University, computer science, University of Iowa. And he's a specialist in digital systems, computer architecture, parallel processing, switching theory, design, and analysis of algorithms. And present research interest distributed in parallel computation, real-time simulation. We were talking about in the first hour, integrating all these systems. Well, he's one of those specialists, and he does work for MIT, you name it. The list goes on and on. And they're doing simulation for taxing via these mobile systems. Mobile phone is the platform in the car, and they're going to pay you to test this out and study it. So I thought we would have him on. Sir, thanks for coming on, Doctor.
No problem.
Tell us all about it and how many states it's going on in and what this means.
Okay. Well, this is actually a federally sponsored study that is looking at the possible feasibility, and I would stress just the possible feasibility of some form of a mileage-based user fee system as a long-term, and again, I stress long-term, replacement for the current motor fuel tax or gas tax. So as part of this federal study, we're actually conducting studies at six different sites around, at various points around the United States, and Austin happens to be one of those six sites.
Tell us about the system.
Well, the system collects information regarding the number of vehicle, the number of miles, I should say, that a vehicle is driven within a given taxing jurisdiction, and a taxing jurisdiction in this context is typically a state boundary, nothing more fine-grained than that. I want to stress, you know, right up front, the system does not track people. It does not record any route information. It does not place the vehicle at any particular place or at any particular time. It merely records aggregate information about the number of miles traveled within the taxing jurisdiction and the associated charge rates for that. That information is then periodically uploaded via serial a mobile telephone link, as you alluded to earlier, to a billing and dispersal center where a bill would be calculated, and then the money that was received or remitted would be apportioned back out to the appropriate taxing jurisdictions in accordance with the number of miles and the rates charged within those various jurisdictions.
And so you're paying people to take part in the study?
Yes. What people will actually do, there'll be 200 volunteers or 200 participants within the Austin area this year, and then next year we'll come back and recruit an additional 250 participants, so there'll be 450 all told. They'll actually have the onboard system installed in their vehicle. They'll live with it for a little less than a year.
Who runs the platform? I mean, who developed the software and the phone package relay algorithm integration system?
That was designed by us in conjunction with various subcontractors who work for us.
I'm just curious, who are the subcontractors?
There's a number of them, a number of different companies around the United States.
You're saying this is embryonic. They're already doing this in Europe and England.
To a certain extent, sort of different variations on the same theme. There's not a large-scale implementation of a pure mileage-based charging system at this time.
Yeah, let me stop you there, and I've actually read your reasons and the government's reasons for saying this is a needed system. I understand you're just deploying this to test it. You know, you're on the research R&D end here, beta testing it. Talking to you is like talking to a thousand other people we've talked to. I remember John Hurt in 1997. It's up on YouTube, head spokesman for TxDOT. And I went to him, and I had the federal documents, and I said, these cameras you're putting up, are they going to be used for law enforcement? And he said, no, TxDOT is non-law enforcement. It's for traffic and integrating and studying traffic patterns. But I said, but separately in the Texas Department of Public Safety, the state police, it will be used for that. And he said, you're a smart guy. I ought to be a lawyer. No, I shouldn't. I know how government works. They're going to use it for law enforcement. Now Homeland Security's announced they originally paid for it back when it was, you know, just, quote, the federal government. And now that's been taken over, and now they're putting face scanning software, license plate reading, tracking database storage, algorithms of your travel. I mean, everybody's being tracked all over the country. It's been in place nationwide for several years. And so you're saying it's no big deal. It's just a study. It's coming in the future. Everything's fine. Kind of like we heard about toll roads 5 years ago. It's just a study. No toll roads on existing roads. Now they're all over the place. And then you also say, I want you to comment on this, this doesn't track you. Well, in the program of the gas tax, it doesn't, but it has the dual use, and they have caught them with transponders for tolls and other systems, and in London using people's cell phones to randomly, not even when they're under surveillance or targeted, but randomly tracking people's patterns, that a separate agency with dual use or government group or private group can dial in under the Telecommunications Act of 1996, implemented October 1st, 2001, under federal law. All of them are GPS triangulated, coordinated.
Well, you know, I certainly fully appreciate the significance of the privacy issue. We have understood that this is an important issue, a fundamentally important issue for this kind of technology from the very beginning. as I said earlier, the system that we have designed is incapable of tracking people. It does not have the ability to track people. It does not collect and retain information that can be used for tracking people. So at least to the extent that the government would choose to implement the particular system that we're testing, that system is not prone to ulterior motives to be used for tracking people.
So it's this cell phone package, and that's basically what it is, a mobile phone, correct?
It's a cellular telephone, essentially a cellular telephone with an onboard GPS unit, a global positioning.
Oh, so it's not just triangulating for the down to 15 feet national security rule of 96. You're saying this has onboard GPS?
Yes, it does.
And I guess because you're taxed at different times for higher traffic, as they're doing in Europe, or because on certain roads you're taxed at a higher rate is why it has the GPS?
And different states track. You know, different states have different, currently have different state tax, gas tax rates, and presumably could have different mileage charge rates also.
So you're saying a GPS unit that has to be Telecommunications Act of 96 compliant, I mean, all of those have to be trackable by federal law. I mean, that's like saying you have a gun, and so the safety's on, and so you're unable to shoot somebody with it.
Well, let me say this. The cellular unit, which is in the vehicle, is not a cellular telephone. It's a cellular data communications unit.
Oh, I understand. You said it's GPS.
It is not subject to that particular law.
But it's over that. I mean, under the Telecommunications Act, it's only GPS triangulated. You're talking about an onboard GPS unit.
Yes, and that GPS unit does not retain or report any specific vehicle location.
In the way it's currently set.
It is in the way that the current equipment is designed, manufactured, and fielded, it is incapable of reporting that type of
How does it not say where you are when it's taxing you per road?
It's taxing you per taxing jurisdiction, not per road. So in the case of the Austin study, it's merely taxing you on the basis of whether you're driving miles in Texas or Oklahoma or New Mexico.
Wow.
Or Mexico.
Yeah. You know, I remember having head of the toll road system on about 10 years ago from San Francisco, and they were putting these smart transponder tags in, and them saying, oh, no, this is incapable of tracking you. And it turns out the feds in the state put up readers in areas that weren't toll roads and were tracking people. I mean, I've heard this a million times, Doctor.
Yeah, no, there's no question that that's being done, I think. And those are the kinds of alternatives that people are going to have to look at. I mean, there's a couple of things that are clear, and that is that the gas tax is not going to be viable in the long run. By the long run, I mean a decade from now.
Because of fuel efficiency?
Because of fuel efficiency, switching to alternative fuel vehicles that are not subject to the gas tax, et cetera. So there will have to be a different way of paying for roads, and people are going to have to make hard decisions about what is the fairest way to do that, and certainly...
Well, I have a question. I mean, we were using 15 million barrels a day 10 years ago. Now we're using 20 to 23, depending on the time of the year, and gross receipts are up, and there are ways to tax a fuel cell or to increase the gas tax if it did drop. It's not true that it's dropping. I mean, that on its face that the government's been putting out is incorrect. And then also to add to it, now that we couldn't just increase the gas tax, why have this... I mean, I know in England they're using it for Big Brother, and they said 5 years ago it wouldn't be, and now I give you 100 articles, sir, where they admit they're tracking people with these.
Yeah, the types of systems we're talking about in England are quite different than what we're talking about here.
Really? I mean, it's a GPS, a cell phone modem?
No, there is no such system in play in Europe, in England. The system I believe the system you're talking about in England is the... there are some commercial trucking systems that use GPS that are in Europe, England.
Doctor, you're a smart guy, but I think you're
Germany
incorrect.
And others. No.
They have license plate taxing readers,
yes,
transponder readers.
That's what I was saying. This is quite different.
They have cell phone platforms.
London has a system which is actually a cordon system where people actually pay a congestion fee for being within the city of London. And you're absolutely right. That is a That is a hugely invasive system that does include such things as cameras with license plate readers and et cetera. That is quite different than what we're talking about.
Well, sir, I know you're the expert. I want to give out your website and the phone number for folks that are listening or who want to learn more. But, look, here's the bottom line. Big Brother is all over the place. It's out of control. They're already nationwide scanning the plates, saving where everybody goes and what we do. We're already deep into this. And I've read the federal studies, the international studies, the Oregon studies, where you know it's most advanced there in California and New Jersey. And they say that they're going to tax you per road, per federal, per state, per everywhere, and that it is going to track where you're going. You're saying this system's different.
I'm saying our system does not do that. There certainly are proposals out there for many different types of taxing mechanisms, and many of those are much more invasive, have the potential to be much more invasive of privacy than the one that we're talking about. And these are all among the different, you know, the difficult societal choices that people are going to have to make.
Well, societally, I've seen the polls, close to 100% don't want transponder taxes, don't want more taxes, don't want to be tracked and traced. And so societally, we don't have any say. 98% of us didn't want the bailout and it happened.
Societally, though, we're going to have to make a decision about how we're going to pay for our highways. And ultimately, that's going to come down to making some hard choices. I'm committed to the fact that it is possible to build a mileage-based road user charging system that does not significantly invade people's privacy. I don't know if I can convince you of that. I probably can't convince you of that. But that's
why not have it where you pay at the pump? Why not just increase the price? But the government just loves to put little. Take the black boxes on cars that how fast you were driving, what happened when it went, and they use that against people. I mean, this is Big Brother society.
Well, paying at the pump or even increasing the gas tax is a good short-term solution. But one has to assume that, you know, at some point, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, a significant number of vehicles, maybe even the majority of vehicles on the road, will not be gasoline, or at least solely gasoline-using vehicles. And so you have a taxing mechanism that no longer works for a significant number of vehicles on the road.
Why not just have it after a year? You go in, and the computer doesn't track where you went or what you did. It just digitally looks at your tachometer, how far you've gone. And then you're just apportioned a tax that way.
Well, the problem with that scheme is that it does not charge on the basis of where you drove the miles, merely that you drove the miles. And so,
but I thought you just said your system was just. I thought you just said your system was just for state by state.
Yeah. Well, but just you don't drive your vehicle solely in the state of Texas. You may live on the border between Texas and Oklahoma. You may drive half your miles in the state of Oklahoma and half of them in the state of Texas. So. There needs to be a mechanism for fairly apportioning those fees back on the basis of where the miles
are. They can start taxing us right now with the license plate readers, but they don't want to announce to the slaves that this grid is in place. And you've been a cool character, Dr. Cool, but I got to tell you right now that, you know, they told us the NSA wasn't spying on Americans. Turns out they're spying on the troops, citizens, everybody. We already knew that. We have foreign governments and banks basically strip mining us like the Chinese government was 150 years ago. And, bottom line, everybody's going to remember 10 years from now when they've got satellite GPS trackers taxing them and tracking them that we were here and we talked about this.
All right. Well, we'll talk again then.
Well, Doc, before you leave us, we got 3 minutes left with you. Tell us more about the program and how folks can learn more of the website.
Yeah, they can go. We have a study website, which is roaduserstudy.org. And they can go there and find out lots of specific information about the study. There's also contact information there for both telephone contact and email contact if they want to ask questions or just learn more information about the study.
Doc, what have some of your previous projects been?
Well, I've been an academic for 20-some years. I've done a lot of work with building driving simulators, looking at various types of transportation-related issues, highway safety, things like that. And then I also work in the general area of high-performance computing.
Well, you know, our entire economy is sprawled. It's based on the automobile, and the establishment knows that, and they know the biggest tax frontier is taxing transportation. and they mean to fund their entire system. We need to cut government and cut all these programs instead of turning all our cars into taxi cabs. And I'm sorry, the gas tax receipts are up year by year, and then as cars get more fuel efficient, you just increase the amount, and that's the fairest way without a bunch of tracker systems in your car. And I would just ask you to take your great research skills and to move on to something else and to really come out against Big Brother and join us in the fight against the New World Order Crime Syndicate.
Well, like I said, we certainly understand and appreciate privacy issues and how important they are.
Well, you know, Northcom says all this is going to be used to control us. You know about Northcom?
Vaguely.
Go to the Army Times. Read about deployment of brigades to the U.S., incrementally training us for our receivership we're going into. Hey, but I'll see you after the revolution, Doc. Good talking to you.
All right.
Take care.
Yep.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ha! Yeah, the GPS isn't going to track you. Oh, that guy was reading off a script.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Until we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
When Vladimir Putin nationalized a bunch of companies for him and his cronies, it was called criminal, and it was. Now the crooks running under him to do it, and it's hailed as good. Bottom line, I had so many of those bureaucrats on in research and in government, they always say it's no big deal, it's hypothetical, it's coming way in the future, even if it does, it's everything's okay, this isn't scary, this isn't bad, let me acclimate you to it. Not like a dummy up their statistics and say, oh, we did this with volunteers. They loved it. So they're tracking you, they're controlling you, they're watching what you're doing, they're building their control grip. In fact, for over a decade, they declassified it last year, the Pentagon has these supercomputers with your name on it, even if you're not online, with basically like a Google system, but in the real world, every purchase, everything you're doing being tracked, no Fourth Amendment, and they have you in cyberspace. You know, basically a model of you, studying you, pulling up psychological charts on you. It's a control freak's paradise. You try to tell the slaves in the street that face scanning cameras are watching them, cell phones are tracking them, poison's being put in the water, they just giggle and laugh because they watch a literal weaponized mind control box every single day. They are mesmerized. They are put into a sleep pattern. We have to use the television as a weapon against them. That's why people need more than ever to get Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, or Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Loose Change, Final Cut, or Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising. These are the best films out there on the New World Order and just how criminal these people are. Yes, the people running things kill us. They stage terror attacks. They're ruthless. Stop being simpletons. Stop acting like trusting children. Get wise. Get hip. And do it at InfoWars.com today. By the way, there's only a few hundred left of my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. And when they're gone, they are gone. I think he said there's like 300 left. And when the last 100 go out, I'm going to number them and boost the price on them. Because it's kind of sad. I'm not going to reprint the book. Printed 10,000 and then 5,000 more. When these are gone, the 15,000, I think it's 15,500 books total. Wrote the book 6.5 years ago, more than 6.5, almost 7 years ago. Wrote it in 2 weeks. People think it's a great book. It is. Pretty good. Point is that it breaks down the financial system, the occultic system, the government-sponsored terror system. It's a good coffee table book, a good book to give somebody as a gift. Write another book right now, much more detailed. But get 9/11 Descent into Tyranny at InfoWars.com or any of the books and videos at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get them at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And that does two things. The books and videos will wake people up. You may know all about it, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, your police chief don't. Buy them and put them in your library. This message has been carried to tens of millions, but we need to carry it to billions. And that means taking action, and people are more willing to listen and wake up and more receptive today than ever before. And then secondarily, your purchase of the books and videos makes everything we do here possible. This is not inexpensive. And we are dedicated to expanding our operations. We're building the TV studio right now, the new radio studio. I'm trying to be frugal, so expensive. That's taking a little bit more time, but it should be done in a month. And I got to develop it and do it. The point is, and is that going to save us all? No. But it's the right attitude. It's the right direction. I'm doing my part. You do your part. And I think we're some of the most effective folks at waking people up. But there's no doubt of that. Over 80% of people out there that you ask will say, who woke you up? And they'll say the Alex Jones Show or Alex Jones Film. And then we bring you on all these other guests. Don't agree with them all. The point is we bring them here, and we have an open discussion about what's really unfolding. You know, that guest was saying, well, the people need to make a decision about this. The people have been removed from the decision-making process. We're illustrating that. That's a big part of the solution. All right, we'll be right back with Michael Cesarian. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.